Oh, we're having a party. We're having a house party, Bill.
There's a house party going on.
Oh,
Wendy.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Who wants some punch? It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder.
There's no punch at a house party.
You could have a little bit of punch.
You have a lame party.
No Gino's pizza rolls for you then, Wendy, if you're going to be that way. Yeah, you don't get any. Tammy Pescatelli joins us in studio right now. Fine, fine comedian performing at the Improv. It's true.
I was laughing because you have Gina's pizza rolls. Is that for me? Is
yes.
that just because this Italian girl's coming in?
Yes.
Totino's are actually better, I got to tell you.
More than Gino's?
I don't know, but I'll take whatever.
They're pretty good.
I'll take my first kiss ever was, when you spin the bottle.
Yeah.
And this kid had eaten... Combos. Do you remember Combos?
Yes.
The cheese
pretzels,
or peanut butter?
There was cheese. And yeah. I remember going, kisses taste horrible.
Here's an idea. How come girls would put a mint or gum in their mouth, but a guy would eat a combo before a kiss?
Yeah, because apparently he wasn't excited to kiss me.
Look what he has missed out on.
Mustache was heavier than his, let's be honest, back in those days.
You just taped a comedy special, and the premise of this is fantastic. Explain what you just filmed, because I love this idea.
Well, it's called The Way After School Special, and because I believe people of our generation, everything we learned was from the after school special, yep. right? Nothing. These kids have been told they're important, and we know that because they take a selfie of every important moment of their life, which is 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But we learned from the after school special, and it is way after school, and I went to my old high school, which was appropriate, because my guidance counselor in 10th grade, I said, I want to be an actress. I want to be a comedian. And she said, you're from here. It's a little suburb of Cleveland. No one from here has ever been on television. If you want to be on TV, you're going to have to rob a bank. That was her
great advice.
Great advice. The misguidance counselor. But back then, they did tell you, no, you can't do that. Or, they did tell you those things. So in order to kind of, get
stick
back.
It to them.
And, yeah. Of course, she was dead. So I should have done it faster.
But did you, did you say, someday, I'm going to prove this person wrong. I'm going to come back as a success and show them
how long and I'm were. Still saying it. No, look, I went back. It was really cool because I decided that I wanted to go back to my high school. I had a show on a special on Netflix now. I had a deal to do another one. And I said, I'd like to film it at my high school. And they were like, great. And then life happened. My husband got sick. I couldn't do it when I wanted to. And as things move in this industry, the guy who had was in charge of my deal at the production company went on to something else. So when I came back and said, I'm ready to shoot at my high school, they were like, yeah, we'll do a special with you, but we're not doing it at your high school, because they like to do it formulaically and put someone else in, 27 comics in the same theater.
Yeah.
So I said, but no, I've already got the school into this. The kids are going to help me film, because I thought, not only show me, but how about this? I'm going to take some of the high school kids, let them be part of this, let them assist people, take pictures so they can graduate with an IMDb credit. And the production company goes, no, we're not going to do it. And I'm like, okay, well then I'm just not going to do it with you. And so I did it all on my own.
Good.
And had to hustle and make this make sense and use some of the kids. And
do they have like a TV production part of the high school now where they
can
film?
Yes and no. They do, but not to the quality that you need to some of this. So I had them, I've had people come in and talk to them, and they're just all part of it. And then it was just really neat because my principal was there and then some stuff you want to talk about that's embarrassing in front of your parents, imagine your principal. And I put on my old cheerleading uniform because I was
nice.
A cheerleader all through. Yeah, you think it's nice. It looked nice.
Nice.
At first, I was all excited. I put it on. I'm like, I fit in. Spanx included, And then it was so old that the elastic disintegrated.
Oh, no. More stretchiness.
Yeah, so I had
what
to get that
room
redone.
In the high school? Would you do it in the gym?
We tried to do it in the gym, but the sound was crazy in the gym. It kept bouncing back. Yeah. And so we did it in the auditorium, which is a new auditorium. It wasn't the one that I grew up in, but it's a very Napoleon Dynamite-y feel
it.
I made them put up posters, that said, welcome back, Tammy. It's it's just fun. We had a really good time.
So
I left the flag and the podium up on the side.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So many of us, Tammy, at some point go back to the house that we grew up in, or even sleep in the room that was our room when we were a kid. And there's a weird feeling, that time is standing still somehow. What's it like when you're in that school? You spent 4 years in that high school, and all of a sudden you're performing there. Is there a weird feeling for you, or is it pleasant? How does it feel?
Yeah, no, like even right now I get a chill. It's just that I think you just, I don't know that I'm so successful, but I did what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I made that decision that I was leaving this little town to get out. All I wanted to do was get out of there. Yeah. And then as you get older and you realize, well, there really is. It's, you know, they told you in Wizard of Oz, but there's no place like home. That's you do want to go back. You do. That is where they know who you are. It's what they have seen more than anybody the ride that I've been on. Yeah. So it's nice to participate, and it's nice to see their ride, you know, and it's nice to see who took over their father's business. Right. I mean, that's why people go on Facebook to see how old and fat you got. I mean, that's that is so it. I just gave them a live action version of it. That's all. You know,
they told you at the time, nobody has really made it big from this little town. Has that changed other than yourself? Has there been any names?
Kind of. Your quarterback here, Mitchell Trubisky, his father was the quarterback at my high school.
Wow.
So, but Mitch didn't go to our school. Mitch went to a school a couple towns over that was bigger. So that's kind of been cool for them. Yeah. And, you know, the few things, they're vicarious. And then the guy who I sat with at study hall who said he became the BVD bandit, and he was known nationally where he used
BVD
to sneak.
Bandit.
Yeah, he used to sneak in men's houses and cut their underwear off when they slept. So, thank God I got the right seat at the study hall table.
Right.
There was magic happening at that table.
How did his Netflix special do? I don't remember.
Yeah, well, he got to shoot it wherever he wanted. I know that much.
So, is there a wall of fame or something at your high school? Because you should be on it now.
Well, there is a wall of fame, but strangely, I'm not. Now, I am going back. They asked me to speak at the commencement.
Oh,
that's huge.
So, I think I'm going to try to rally.
You're
going to
swear?
Well, you know, I don't even know what I'm going to say. You know, I've said, it's so funny. I'm in the business of words. You would think that it would be, but I don't know, like, are you inspirational? Is this like a mini TED talk? Is this like a TEDx a little
it's
bit light?
Both. It's both. It should be funny and inspirational. Like you, I mean, your story right there, what your guidance counselor told you.
Yeah,
and that you should really do what's in your heart and follow your passion. And then you move away and you still want to come home. Right there is
everything
perfect.
Yeah, well, you have to be prepared to be broke, and I don't know if this generation is prepared to be broke. You
That's
know what
a good
I mean?
Point.
Right.
And you have to figure out too that this is, I just had this conversation with some of these younger comics. You better figure out if you want to be a comedian or you want to be famous, because it's two separate things.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian through and through. I will always work to whatever level. You don't have to know me. I don't have to be famous. But there are huge comics who are hugely famous, but maybe they won't, if they weren't famous, I don't know that anybody would pay to see them over and over again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
How long have you been doing this?
24 years.
See? 24 years. That's solid. You got to be pretty good at it if you're pulling it off for 24 years.
Yeah, well, it's a ruse.
Is it all a ruse?
I've been faking them for 24 years. One day they're going to figure it out.
Come and see Tammy Pescatelli. She's faking it at the Improv all this weekend. Chicago.improv.com has all your ticket information. We'll take a quick break and then more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Spill left, it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Tammy Pescatelli. She's performing at the Improv in Schaumburg all this weekend. Go to chicago.improv.com. All your ticket information is there. I need your expert opinion on something. Michelle Wolf, a couple weeks ago, does this correspondence dinner, and she gets maligned for doing essentially what they hired her to do, to come on and make fun of the political climate in the country. We talked about it on the show the next day, and Wendy suggested that maybe because she's a woman, people were a little harder on her than they would have been if it was a guy. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't care what your politics are, right? Comedy was supposed to supersede. The problem is we have all of our late night comics injecting. And this is, it doesn't matter because I probably won't get to do their shows anyway because I'm over 45 and they don't want to see anybody over 45 on television if you're a woman. Our late night hosts are now politicizing their format.
Mm-hmm.
They're now saying their political views in their monologues.
Mm-hmm.
And we have now not let comedy just stand on its own. Now, Michelle Wolf was hired to be a comic in a political format. She looks like she gave to both sides. We've lost our sense of humor. Also, I also think that things are taken completely out of context sometimes because of the internet. They just take clips. If they take a clip of this show right now, someone is going to say that, you know, Tammy said that she was happy her guidance counselor was dead. Like, right. You know what I mean? Yes. They don't know what I was talking about mm-hmm. in this prior segment. So I think that right now, they're really making it hard. People want to laugh because they're so upset over everything, but they're not letting comics do their job. I was trying to make a stupid joke the other day about, do you know Shark Week? Our whole generation grew up on Shark sure. Week. Yeah. This is a true fact. There's a stretch of beach in Virginia that, and you know exactly, I could see you nodding your head, Wendy. You know what I'm going to say? There's a stretch of beach for 4 years. For on the same day at the same time, there's been a shark attack. It's yeah. a true fact, right? It, yeah. It's like a weirdest thing. And I, like a big dummy, am trying to make people laugh. And I write on Facebook, if you take your family to that beach on that day, there's somebody you want to take out. Right? It just makes sense. And it's stupid. It's just a dumb little ha 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 little joke. Yeah. This lady went nuts, and literally there's written record of her lunacy because she wrote 17 replies. That's funny. You think death is funny? What kind of person thinks? Do you know that the shark population has been overpopulated and people are poaching sharks? And what if it was someone in your family that was attacked by a shark?
Oh my God.
So I wrote her back. I mean, true story. I wrote her back. I go, specifically who in my family? Because there's right. a lot of people I could care less. I'd like to take on that Virginia Beach vacation. So, you know, you can't indulge it. And that's yeah. the thing. I mean, I think they need to hire... Maybe I said what they need to do with that correspondence center is the Republicans can hire someone, the Democrats can hire someone.
That's a good idea.
And they should do three separate versions, joke for joke for joke, and then everybody can be happy. That's what they should do. I came up with it. I'll do it, whatever. Yeah. You know, I'm more in the middle kind of
would
person.
Would you do it? Because Bill always says that's the worst job.
That'd be the hardest room to work.
Would if they asked you to host the White House Correspondence Center...
I'm working
year.
At the Improv in Schaumburg.
Oh, there you go.
I will work. Yes, but it would be, that's the other thing. It is a super hard job.
Yeah.
It's a super hard job. And she's a young girl. I mean, what I do think is, I don't even lean one way or other politically, honestly. I'm not just saying that. Mm-hmm. I do think, but I don't think that they were as harsh as they made them out to be.
They
some
weren't,
of those
were they?
Jokes.
No.
So I don't even... You know,
because women are supposed to be nicer. And someone texted after I said that, like, really, you're pulling out the woman card? And I said, in this particular incident, I am.
Well, because you can for this. This isn't saying that we're pulling a card for being women. This is something
we're
that...
We're judged differently.
It is a different thing. And especially the joke was about eyeshadow.
Right.
You don't get... Then if we're going to pull it, if we're going to say it that way, and you don't want to say that as women we can't say anything, then as a man you shouldn't have an opinion on a joke about eyeshadow. Right. Right?
So that's true.
It's
unless
so,
you're Robert Smith from The Cure and you wear it.
That's right, all right.
Yeah, it's
but
so
that
different.
Joke really, if you look at that, what that joke was, it was really more about the fact that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the implication is that she was lying on a daily basis and then taking those lies and turning them into eyeshadow.
Correct.
It wasn't so much about her physicality in any way, shape, or form, no. That was a byproduct of the joke. If
correct.
If you need to analyze it that deep.
Right, and that is the problem. Jokes on their own, there's not a joke that you know anybody who has ever told you go from the greatest of all times to the Richard Pryors and the George Carlins, and we can go all the way. You analyze anybody's joke, and it's going to not be funny.
Yeah.
Like, that is the problem. Jokes are supposed... we can't do knock-knocks now because we have to ring doorbells?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Knock-knock. Who's there? No, we should... Strangers shouldn't just come to your door, by the
no.
way. No one should Dangerous. Be knocking on it. That's like, you're supposed to call before you come. I mean, like, you can't do anything anymore.
Did you ever see there was a documentary about Joan Rivers that
yes.
was done several years ago? And in the middle of this documentary, she gets heckled by a woman who's very upset that Joan has done a joke about something that she's not comfortable with. And she calls her out on it. And Joan Rivers is flabbergasted and goes, didn't you understand the premise of what this is? Is I'm going to make fun of stuff. I'm going to come up here and just rip on stuff. That's how it's done.
Yeah. Well, I do think that that's another problem is that in this day and age, social media has made everybody think that their opinion counts.
Yeah.
And it does not count in comedy. It does not. if you want your opinion to count, then you need to go to an open mic night and you need to work it and you need to starve and you need to put your set together and you need to put an act together that strangers will yeah. pay for, not just your neighborhood that you're having a party and you're funny with a glass of punch and some combos in your hand, right? That's a callback if you
Thank
don't understand
you for the
that.
Punch reference, Tammy. That was delicious.
But, you know, your opinion does not count in my show. My show is how I pay my mortgage. So yeah. I'm sorry. Someone's going to be offended at everything. I can't tell a joke about, what am I talking about? Air? Someone choked to death on the air. Someone choked to death on the smog. Someone's grandmother died of a lint ball. There's something that someone is yeah. affected by everything that you say. Yeah. So if you start taking that into consideration,
yeah.
you know?
I don't know if you know who Pat McGann is. He's a Chicago comic who's been doing very well lately. He yeah. was up a few days ago and he said that now all of a sudden in the comedy club you're hearing groans. You never used to hear people groan, but if you say something that somebody doesn't agree with, you'll hear them physically go, oh, and that never used to happen.
Yeah, and it's funny. I won't let people groan. I'm like, if you groan, you got to go.
Yeah.
But I think it's, again, it's they think they're, you don't need a, I don't need a reaction for you. You can not react by not laughing,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not a democracy.
Right, this is your show.
This is an aristocracy. I have worked yeah. hard to, I'm in charge of this room. This is a cult. You either drink the Kool-Aid or you can go home. That's it. And come back next time. I'll give you more Kool-Aid for your
yes.
friends. And if you don't like it, just go home and find someone who makes you laugh. You need to laugh. It doesn't have, I'm not Taylor Swift. I don't need a squad. It doesn't have to be me who makes you laugh. But you need to laugh. It's not sorcery for some of these.
Right.
Some of these people need therapy and sorcery to laugh.
Yes.
My jokes aren't strong enough, you know?
You know, you mentioned the biggest point. I don't watch the late night shows anymore. And it is because they have a political agenda right in their monologue. You think back to Johnny Carson and Letterman. They'd say things here and there, but it's completely different right now. And I like to escape what's going on. And that's why I really don't watch those shows anymore.
It's really sad because we have now, like, you can have a political comic. There were always political comics. Will Durst was one of the best, still is a very funny political
Mort
comic.
Saul.
We know that Mort Saul.
So
we know
good.
That Bill Maher is going to talk politics.
Yeah.
That's okay, but not when everybody. We're just supposed to, when you have someone on your show that is going to talk about, you know, we used to have like stupid human tricks, or you have some. If you have the reality star who weighs 600 pounds, I really don't want to hear your opinion on the Iran-Contra deal. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
You have to know the format. So yeah. it's a very. And honestly, I think that they've forgotten that
right.
in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, quote unquote, in New York, because you go in the middle of the country, everybody's just working to get by. We all have the same problems. We all recognize the politics. We all recognize this or that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just trying to struggle to pay FICA. They're trying to put their kids in school. They're trying mm-hmm. to make sure their mortgage is done. And we're trying to get ready for, we're the generation that everybody forgot about. But yet we're the only ones that have a disposable income. We're taking care of our kids, our parents. We're trying to figure out are we really going to be able to retire in a couple, you mm-hmm. know, 20 years? Is there going to be Social Security? So
yeah.
stop. Let me just laugh. Can I just laugh?
Sure.
How
Good,
is
why
that
not?
Possible?
Go laugh at Tammy Pescatelli. It's like a cult, I tell you. It's like Guyana. That's what it's like. Go
I'm
see
telling
her.
You. I said I'm the funny Guyana. Where the heck is Oprah? She's still around here?
She's around somewhere.
Tell her.
We'll
I want to be part of this.
I'll get you involved with Oprah. All right. Go see Tammy all this weekend at the Chicago Improv. It's in Schaumburg. Go to chicago.improv.com. The information's there. Great to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Tammy. A quick break, then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.